Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, one of the things that might impact Luka's future more than anything is who he has to compete against later down the road. And one of the biggest fears right now for us is who's going to be in the West that's going to impede Luka and the Mavericks and what they're doing. Because we made a trade yesterday that essentially put Bradley Beal with the Mavericks, and that made them a top three contender for the job.
Yeah,
it made them a top three contender for the NBA title, and it makes Luka's job a lot easier because he doesn't have to be focused solely on all the scoring. He has a guy that he can kick it out to that's going to knock down a three anytime. So, and also a guy that I think would work well, because Dennis Smith Jr. didn't work well with Luka.
Yeah.
But you believe that Bradley Beal could be a good guy, like a Kemba, that can work well off ball, but also be a guy to control the ball when needed.
And that's exactly what I love about it, is he can operate. He operated a good chunk of his career, obviously, along with Wall, off the ball, but he can also run the offense if you need.
But you believe right now that Luka's not going to be able to overcome the LeBrons, and he's not going to be able to overcome, I don't think, the Kawhis and Paul Georges.
Okay.
But at some point, those guys age out, and Luka's career will still be there, and maybe you can add the right piece that will make him be able to do it. But one of the teams that's not in the way right now, there are two teams. One, the Nets, aren't in the way of a title because Kevin Durant's not there.
Yep.
And Golden State's not in the way.
Yeah.
Because the two of the best shooters in the league aren't even there anymore.
By the way, though, did you see that they said for some reason they are going to bring Steph Curry back on Sunday?
That didn't make any sense. Well, I guess because fans want to show up to see him.
I wonder if you just play him once to twice a week just so he doesn't pretty much miss the whole season, where you feel like, hey, I didn't totally lose cardio. I felt like I got in work for this season. I don't expect him to play the majority of the games left. In fact, I expect him to play about 10 to maximum 15 games just to get some sort of semblance. Also with Wiggins, they might need to just see, like, do we need to flip Wiggins again in the offseason? Because with Steph Curry, it doesn't look like he's playing well off of him.
Okay.
So I can see just like, I can see why they want to do it, but without losing as many ping pong balls as they want to have with the number one record, as in the bad record.
Yeah. I do wonder, though, if there's something unforeseeable that might happen later down the road that's going to impede Luka and the Kristaps dream, that even Mark Cuban is going to be like, damn it, they did it. And right now, it sounds like the Golden State Warriors, there's a rumor floating around. It's been floating around for a while that the Golden State Warriors, because of their genius and what they've done over time already, are the moves they're making are chess match moves to get Giannis to be part of the team to go get his championship.
Gross.
Now, it's not necessarily right, but a lot of people can kind of understand what's happening here. Golden State really did seem light years ahead of everybody whenever they made the Kevin Durant move, right? Like, they were able to get him because they had built a team that people wanted to, that he could play on, that said, hey, this is a championship team. We only need you to be that final piece.
Yep.
The rest of the thing, we're competitive there. We just need you to be the final piece. Some people around the league right now believe that the Golden State Warriors acquired a first-round pick from Minnesota for Andrew and Andrew Wiggins with the notion of a potential future trade with the Milwaukee Bucks. And it seems ridiculous, because it seems ridiculous that they would be trying to land the biggest freaking fish you possibly can find. But it seems like they would want to go make the move for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I mean,
and that right there, gentlemen, I think would be a very big part of stopping Luka from going after a from winning a championship.
Because you can't win then. I firmly believe that. I mean, I don't think that's a bold statement right, or anything, but yes, if the Warriors picked up Giannis, you cannot defeat them. I do not believe with Draymond and Klay and Steph and Giannis, like, that's freaking absurd.
I'm with you. Now, I know you got this somewhere, Corey. Why would Giannis want out after this season? Because there's no way Milwaukee's trading him unless he says, I don't want to be here anymore. Now, he could, I get, he has 2 years left. He has this year and one more year left on his contract, right?
I believe
he plays
out
this year. So he'd have to say, I'm not signing back with you guys. You can have me for one more year, but I'm not signing back. So I know that could force their hand to go, hey, should we trade him? But if everything goes well for Milwaukee and they make it to the NBA Finals, I'm not saying win, let's just say they lose, does Giannis seem like a guy that would just say, I'm out?
Well, I mean, I would just say, if they did lose after being only the third team in NBA history to win 70 games, and then the heat is really turned up on him, that's what, I mean, Durant bailed when he was like, I just don't think I can win here. Maybe he'll be in a situation where he's like, I just don't think I can win here.
And that's the only possibility, is I want to be with one team for my entire career. That's all I've ever wanted. Yeah. Or I want to win. Now, he's said multiple times, I don't want to have to go join somebody because I want to compete against you. But how much does his desire to actually win the championship become more important than being with one team for the rest of his career?
I hear you.
That's the only way. Yeah, you're right. That's the only way that it can happen. But I wouldn't put it past the Warriors to be able, to recruit him if they wanted to.
If Giannis says, hey, I'm not sure Milwaukee is my final destination, because he did kind of mention, he didn't mention Golden State, but he did mention LA Lakers during the All-Star break of like, I'd love to play with my brother at some point. And I guess that's why the Mavericks had him for like 2 months and then realized how bad he was at basketball and said, you can go play for anybody else because you're not an NBA basketball player. Your brother is the best. You are not. So go play wherever you want. And he did go to the Lakers. He did mention that. So I will say this for Giannis, is he doesn't seem 100% married to Milwaukee forever the way that Dirk seemed married to Dallas forever. He seems to have similar personality to Dirk, his work ethic, his likability, his wanting to be a great teammate. But he did mention playing with his brother at some point, whether it's in Milwaukee or LA. I guess, gosh, you'd have to hit number one in the lottery, right? I mean, you'd really, for Golden State, they need to win the lottery to have number one. And we're not getting a lot of buzz that the kid Edwards from Georgia or Wiseman, who went to Memphis for a day and then dropped out, that they are franchise-changing players. Or the other ball. They just don't look like franchise-changing players. This does look like a bad draft when it comes to trying to get franchise-changing players. But if that's what Milwaukee's left with, is that we're going to get these picks, and I just, what a horrible thing for Milwaukee if that happens. But I know that's not exactly where you want to go with this topic, because it has to tie into the Mavericks somehow.
So if that were to happen,
you said you're not going to win.
You can't win.
Luka and Porzingis can't win.
Luka can't win.
What about Luka and LeBron and Porzingis? Can they win?
No. Luke will be. I think LeBron will be too old.
Really?
For next year?
Yeah. For next.
We're just talking about next year at this point.
To go with a fully healthy Steph, Klay, Draymond. I don't think that gets it done. Because
Greek Freak.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
They'd win the championship as long as they are pretty much healthy. And the thing about them, they could lose Steph or Klay and probably still win the championship.
Yes.
They probably can't lose both. You can't go Greek Freak, sure. Draymond Green, and still win. But if you get healthy Klay Thompson with Giannis, with Draymond Green, they will probably win in that scenario. If they get healthy Steph Curry, healthy Greek Freak, healthy Draymond Green, they probably still win the title.
But, Corey.
All right, what about LeBron and AD and Luka?
Yes. So then
they would be the favorites.
So okay. Then Luka has to go to the Lakers.
Yeah, that's the only way that's going to happen is Luka goes and plays
for
the Lakers.
See, you thought they were going to come here, but instead they were going to go to the Lakers. And so this led to a really interesting conversation. This is how it's going to destroy Mike Bassick's life. Is Bassick has this amazing box of Luka.
Have you tweeted that out yet?
No, I can need
you,
to.
Can
it's
you tweet
awesome.
That out? Yeah. Because that there are so many cards of Luka in there.
So there, I've been looking through his Luka rookie cards like all morning long.
Do you
and
keep those in a safe or no. Your house is safe because of DFW security? I got
you. Oh, good point. So the thing about that is you joke that like then Luka's cards would be worthless and we were like, they'd probably be worth more yeah. If they went to the Lakers. So would you prefer he go to the Lakers and your investments skyrocket or he stays here and then...
I would rather we burn that whole box of cards than Luka ever play for the Lakers. I hate the Lakers. I can't stand the Lakers. I'm a Cowboy fan. I hate Philadelphia Eagles. I hate the Lakers more than I hate the Eagles because the Lakers always seem to get lucky. My whole life, they always seem to get it right. As in, oh, Magic Johnson, he gets HIV. They end up falling. And then what happens a few years later? Shaquille O'Neal, the most dominant big man in a long time, says, you know what? I'm going to go play for the Lakers. And you know what? The next year happens, or maybe it was the same year. They're like, hey, since we got Shaq, this Vlade guy we don't really care about. We really like this kid Kobe out of high school. And they're like, hey, Kobe only wants to play for the Lakers. So whoever drafts him pretty much is going to have to trade him to the Lakers. So they trade Vlade for Kobe. And what do you know? Dynasty happens. And then they fight and hate each other, Kobe and Shaq. And then a few years later, what do you know? Jerry West is running the Memphis Grizzlies. He's like, here's Pau Gasol. You know, go ahead.
Just give it to the Lakers.
Start another dynasty if you'd like to. And then what happens years later after they're going through horrible times like every franchise has to go through? LeBron says, I'm the best player. I'll go play for the Lakers. And I know we're only in year two of that. And then Anthony Davis, like, when I'm healthy, I'm a top five player. I'm going to go play for the Lakers. Who's the number one seed right now? The Lakers. I hate the Lakers. So I would then sell all of those cards and I would hate Luka Doncic.
Wow!
Shippy, if you just take wood out of that statement, it's going to be the most classic drop we ever have of Mike Bassick. It's going to be beautiful. Sorry. Mike,
what would you guys root for Luka in that scenario?
Absolutely. Hell no.
I root for the laundry.
Okay, but he left the team.
I'm just
so
gonna
even
imagine
in that
him,
situation.
I'm going to imagine him in a Mavericks jersey. That's all I'm going to do.
That what kind of sense
Hold
does
on.
That make?
877-881-1053. Luka spends 5 years here, gets to the Western Conference Finals, never gets past the Lakers, goes and joins the Lakers. Are you going to still root for him?
Hell no. No. He can't beat him, might as well join him. No.
I've never rooted for a Laker in a Laker jersey.
No.
And never will.
From the 951.
The only way I would have, if the Lakers would have made it to the finals against LeBron and Wade and Bosch, I probably would have rooted for the Lakers in that scenario because I probably disliked Wade more than the Lakers at that point.
From the 951, Mike, when people or teams constantly get lucky, it's called skill. That's the way it works.
Well, where was the skill in all of these players in the NBA saying, I only want to play for the Lakers?
It's called skill and making a franchise that people want to come hang out at.
It's that skill that your organization just so happens to be in one of the coolest cities. Yeah. Like, that's not skill.
Oh,
all right?
Man.
They were born on third base thinking they hit a triple.
Yeah.
Right?
Pretty much, yeah. All
so,
the time.
So, I do not support that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.